Hey everybody, I'm very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson, and I gotta check my mic settings here. I'm gonna screw that up. I'm very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson. Once again, no host, but that's okay. This is a few days late. I usually try to get these up on Friday. I'm recording this on a Tuesday. After the Friday, I should have had it up. The reason for that is I've been going to a lot of screenings of my movie Fuzz Track City. I play a private detective named Murphy Dunn. 90-minute, very low-budget movie. Just under $100,000. Was the budget, but it looks like $1 million. I'm very proud of it, and there were a couple of screenings last week. It started on Wednesday. There was a film equipment company that was having a evening of showing off their technology, and they needed some movies to project. They projected a short film and an advertisement for their company, and then there was a screening of Fuzz Track City. It was a very small crowd. My friend Rick Nell made it out to see it because he hadn't seen any of it, and he couldn't go to the one at the Hollywood Arclight on Friday. The projection wasn't great. They didn't have the capability to project a Blu-ray. They only had a DVD player, so we had to give them a DVD, which is a much lower quality. And there were some artifacting and digihits here and there. But the crowd, which was small, it was maybe 30 people. They did enjoy it, and I had a fun time watching it with them, particularly a man, the row in front of me, a few seats over, was very engaged and, somewhat vocal, you know, when things were going bad or when he saw something bad coming, you know, he'd be like, oh no. Oh, no, 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 no. So I really enjoyed that. And then we had a brief Q&A afterwards, and they asked a lot of interesting questions. And a number of people in the audience said, hey, man, you're a great actor. And that felt really good. So there was that one. And then on Friday, there was a screening, which was part of a festival called the Hollywood Film Festival. The Hollywood Film Festival was screening at the Arclight in Hollywood, which was a very exciting element of it to be at such a prestigious movie theater with the highest quality picture and sound. At least that's, you know, what they say. There were projection problems and sound problems. And I was, as soon as the movie started, the Blu-ray that they were using gummed up and stuttered, and I ran out to have them restart the movie. And then when they restarted the movie, the sound was very, very quiet. So I had to run out again and get them to turn up the sound. There was nobody, to my knowledge, from the film festival itself to watch over the quality, and I was disappointed in that element of the festival. I was also disappointed that on their website there was no publicity whatsoever for any of the small indie movies that they were screening at the Arclight over the weekend. Festivals in the past, Dances with Films, the Downtown Film Festival, great internet presence, got people excited about the festivals themselves and the individual pictures. The Hollywood Film Festival did none of that, which I thought was odd. In addition to that, you know, while we were screening at the Hollywood Film Festival on Friday night, it was also screening at the Orlando Film Festival and a film festival in Grand Rapids, Michigan, called the Thriller Chiller Film Festival. The Thriller Chiller Film Festival is another great festival with tons of web presence. They interviewed our director, Steve Hicks, really great interview. You can go to thrillerchiller.com, look that up there. So I kind of wish I was there because they get everybody in Grand Rapids excited about these genre films, and it sounded like a neat experience. But I, alas, can't afford to fly around going to film festivals. I really don't know anything about how Orlando went, but it sounded like Thriller Chiller. They certainly loved the film at the festival. I don't know precisely how well the screening went. But the Hollywood Film Festival, and they didn't even have a Q&A after the movie. In fact, when the movie was over, huge round of applause. People were, into it. There was a lot of laughs throughout the film. And when the lights came up, everyone kind of sat awkwardly for a few minutes before exiting. Because in general, at these small film festivals, they'll have a Q&A with the filmmakers afterwards. You know, why not? It's fun. But they didn't do that. Apparently, we found out after the fact that we could have asked to do that, but we were not informed of that. And in fact, when the director asked one of the people at the film festival hospitality table, which is just a few young women giving people information, they said, no, there's no Q&A afterwards. That was erroneous. Apparently, we could have had it, but we had to know that. So that was disappointing. The reaction, we hung out in the lobby afterwards and talked to a lot of people, and the reaction was great. And I was really happy. A lot of friends who hadn't seen it before saw it, and they were very complimentary. Character actor named Dwayne Whitaker, who you might remember from the movie Pulp Fiction. He was the guy who ran the pawn shop with the rapey basement. He was very complimentary and loved the movie and said he wished he'd been in it, and it was nice. It's nice when somebody whose work you enjoy approaches you and tells you that they love what you do. The next night, actually, the director was supporting other filmmakers and going to other movies, and he ran into another character actor, comic actor named Kurt Fuller, who he's one of those guys that you would know. If you look him up, you'll know. His resume is massive. I worked with him on a movie called Replicate back in the late 90s. He was hilarious. He was one of my favorite guys on the movie, and I loved working with him. It was hard to keep a straight face when I was in scenes with him because he would ad lib and he was hysterical. But he talked to Steve Hicks, the director, after another screening, because he was in a short film at the festival, and when they realized, the connection with me, Kurt was like, oh my gosh, I love that guy. He actually said to Steve, I don't feel like that guy gets enough work. I don't think he's gotten a fair shake from this town. And that was really cool to hear, because sometimes I feel like I'm the only one who feels that way. And he also said he had done a number of episodes of the show Psych that stars James Rodet, who was also the star of this Replicate movie. And he had said, was talking to James about trying to get me in on the show. So I was to have a champion in Kurt Fuller made me feel really good. Very positive things. And also, another hero of mine, screenwriter, Alan Ormsby, who, is now retired, but he wrote Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things and played the lead in that film. And, he also wrote My Bodyguard and Porky's 2 the next day, and a movie called Death Dream. a lot of movies that, you know, I grew up on and really enjoyed. So it was cool that he was there. He was very complimentary. He thought it was great. He was there because I'm in a writing workshop with his wife, Hillary, who's a wonderful lady. And she came out, and as well as a number of other people from my writing group. And they were all very excited, complimentary. And a lot of friends came. Actually, one of the hosts of the Toncast, Aaron Riley, came out. And she was very excited and happy about the movie, and she brought her boyfriend, and that was awesome. So there was a lot of that. And of course, my wife was there, and it was very good. But as you can tell, for the most part, the people who were there were family and friends of the filmmakers and actors in the movie. And there weren't a lot of other people. And sort of the fun thing about festivals is a lot of strangers get to see the movie, and friends, validation from friends and cohorts and creative comrades, the validation is marvelous. But for me, it's even more exciting when someone who doesn't know me at all, you know, keys into it and enjoys it. So there wasn't enough of that. And that was disappointing. So essentially what the Hollywood Film Festival is a bunch of screenings. So if you get into it, you know, and the filmmakers have to pay an entry fee, but basically you get to have a screening. It's a little bit less than what a film festival should be, in my opinion. They did have a small awards ceremony on Sunday night. They only gave out a couple awards. We didn't win one. We've won a number of awards at other festivals, Best Narrative Feature, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Screenplay, Best Cinematography, all these awards at various different festivals. So, you know, I'm good. I don't need any more accolades, although more is certainly good for the movie and the marketing of the movie and finding a distributor, which would be nice. What they gave us, when you get into the Hollywood Film Festival, they give you passes to the Hollywood Film Awards, and Steve Hicks, the director, I don't know how many times I have to tell you he's the director, but, I'll just keep saying it to be clear. He asked me to go with him. He got four passes, and he asked me and one of the other actors, Josh Wingate, and a friend of his, Pete, who's a champion of the movie as well, to come to the Hollywood Film Awards. Now, when we initially made the plans, we were under the impression that the Hollywood Film Awards part of the Film Awards was handing out awards to the independent movies. But that was what Sunday night was. And when I found out that one of the big deal at the Hollywood Film Awards is they were giving a Lifetime Achievement Award to Richard Gere, I was a little confused. I mean, he does have a movie called Arbitrage out, which is a limited release movie, but it's still, you know, one of those studio pictures under an independent banner. So, you know, a smaller movie, but they blurred the lines between a genuinely independent production, which is most of the stuff that's screened at the Hollywood Film Festival, and, the stuff under banners like Warner Independent and Sony Classics and all that stuff. Those are not really independent films so much as studio films with a smaller budget and a more limited release than your standard blockbuster. So the Hollywood Film Awards, as I learned, is they bill themselves as the first required stop of award season. It is October. And the Academy Awards is usually, I believe, in February, which means award season is now 5 months long. The guys I was with were excited to be there. They enjoyed it. We were in a table in the very back of the room with all the other independent filmmakers off to the side. Essentially, apparently, when you get into the Hollywood Film Festival, in addition to a screening that gets no promotion whatsoever, you get to attend a celebrity-studded awards ceremony as an extra. So that's where we were. We were extras off to the side of the room, filling up the room. They honored lots of people. It was, you know, and I don't begrudge any of these people their accolades and awards and their work. A lot of them are still doing great work. Although, you know, when your breakout director of the year is Dustin Hoffman, and I haven't seen this movie. Most of the movies that they were handing out awards to at this awards ceremony, most of them haven't been released. Which it struck me as odd. And in fact, Seth Rogen presented an award to Judd Apatow, a comedy award to Judd Apatow. And he did a very funny monologue about he had no idea what the Hollywood Film Awards really was, who voted for these movies, and how you could vote for movies that nobody's seen. He was like, half these movies I haven't even heard of yet. So that was very funny because he just said exactly what I was thinking as I was sitting there. The dinner, by the way, was absolutely delectable. The award ceremony took place at the Beverly Hilton, really fancy hotel in Beverly Hills. And, you know, it was kind of, you know, a 5-star dinner. The dinner was very, very good. So I got a free dinner and some free glasses of wine out of the deal. So, you know, I'm not complaining about that. But sitting through a 3-hour award ceremony where I am not involved on any level is, quite frankly, it was dull. I think award shows are boring on television, and now I know that they're no more interesting in person. And again, I'm not begrudging any of the recipients of awards. I'm not. I know it's part of a corporate machine to generate dollars, to generate interest in movies that haven't come out yet, blah, 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 blah. But given how many award shows there are and how all of these people who were honored, including Robert De Niro and Bradley Cooper and Judd Apatow, as I said, David O. Russell, all of these people are going to get accolades for the next 5 months. And I guess, and I was told in years past, they've actually at least given a shout out to the independent filmmakers, but there was no mention of us being there whatsoever. There was no clip reel from the festival, which would have been nice. Throw up, you know, a 5-minute clip reel of little bits and pieces from the movies that were featured at the festival. Anything to help the little guys out. But there was none of that. We were there for free food and to watch celebrities pat each other on the back for being celebrities. And I don't know. I just wasn't. Oh, there's my phone. Hang on a sec. Let me see who's calling. Sorry about that. That's actually my director calling. I'll call him back when I'm done here. In any event, so we're watching celebrities pat each other in the back. I also thought it was interesting, kind of a strange and ironic thing that David O. Russell was honored there, because David O. Russell, I have a national commercial for Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is a great commercial. It's very funny, I think. And a lot of people respond very positively to it. And a lot of people are suddenly recognizing me as the guy in the commercial. And so that's all fine. But I just thought it was interesting that he was getting an award. And I was a little disappointed that my KFC spot did not make his director's reel that they played. But they were concentrating, I guess, on his features. That's fine. It's okay. And, you know. I don't expect to be acknowledged at a big Hollywood award ceremony for a commercial. I'm kidding around here. But I thought that was interesting and fun. And his movie, you know, is not out, but he got, you know, a Best Director award, and that's great. I hope, you know, the movie looks interesting, and actually De Niro's speech was surprisingly engaged and funny and fun, and the clip I saw of the movie, he looked like he was bringing it, which is, quite frankly, not something I see De Niro do much anymore. He seems to do a lot of trashy genre pictures and doesn't seem that interested in what he's doing. So God bless David O. Russell for pulling him away from that and getting him engaged again in something interesting creatively powerful, maybe. I haven't seen the movie, so there's no way of knowing. But it certainly looks interesting. I'll check it out. I do like David O. Russell's movies in general. Another award that was given out was John Hawks, and I did a movie with John Hawks a long time ago, another shoestring budget movie, he's doing great, and I'm certainly, you know, happy for him from afar. I don't know that he would remember me necessarily. Well, he might. I've run into him before, and he's remembered me, but... he does great stuff, and his new movie actually is out, and I have not seen it, but it looks, his performance looks amazing, from the clips and trailers that I've seen. They called him the breakout actor of the year, which is hilarious because he's been in the business for 26 years. I don't know. It was just kind of a strange award. And he made jokes about that, but he was also very humbled and grateful. I don't know. It was and Tarantino won an award for best screenplay. I guess they based that on having read the screenplay for Django Unchained. He mentioned in his speech that he had to run and go look at dailies because he wasn't done cutting the movie yet. So I thought that was funny that they were awarding a movie that's not even finished, never mind not available for consumption. The whole thing was rather strange. The Hollywood Film Festival eventually wants to be one of the televised film festivals. That's what they're going for. And they certainly brought, you know, all the stars out. And Ed Norton presented for Richard Gere and blah, 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 blah. And the whole time I was both bored because... watching clips from movies and trailers from movies for 3 hours, it wears thin pretty quick. I'd rather just sit down and watch a movie because I love movies. And 10 speeches into an award show, it's like you really just don't want to hear any more speeches. That's all there is to it. So I don't know. I think the most frustrating element of the thing is that, you know, the independent filmmakers, and I didn't want, like, individual acknowledgement. This isn't an ego thing. It's just, like, the people who were sitting up there that I was surrounded by who made all these films, you know, and these are low-budget movies. These are $250,000 movies. My movie's $100,000 movies, you know, $10,000 shorts. You know, the people pouring their own money into these projects and working their butts off to make something good for next to nothing. And that not even a shout out. It struck me as odd, and I don't know. It was a little depressing. I gotta say it. It is depressing because none of these people need any more accolades than they already. I mean, and it's like when you parade out the same people every year. It's so rare that you get something new, you know, John Hawks notwithstanding, you know, most of the stuff was, I mean, Dustin Hoffman, I want to see his movie, and I'm sure he's a great director. I imagine he's an amazing director to work with as an actor, but this is not a director. This is a huge celebrity. He's a legend. He does not need any more promotion for his career. Let him just, I don't know. It seems like a breakout director should be a guy who, you know, actually needs the help, needs the bump. But this was just, star fucking. That's what this whole thing was star fucking. On a lot of levels, I'm certainly glad that I went, and I've been to an awards show with major celebrities, you know, Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman were right on a stage, you know, 150 feet away from me talking, and that, you know, there are elements of that are cool. But at the same time, why were we there? I mean, why even have the screenings? Why not just have the star fucking event and find other people to fill those seats? I mean, apparently they charge $1,000. We got the tickets for free, so that's cool. But apparently other people pay $1,000 to sit in this place with famous people. I guess you get to rub elbows with the stars and maybe do some networking or whatever. I guess that's why you pay, or maybe you just like stargazing and you're rich. I don't know. I don't know who would pay $1,000 to sit and watch this. It struck me as insane. you know, I don't know. I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to express here, except just utter disappointment in the film festival itself, and just being genuinely confused as to why we were all there. I mean, God bless the stars, you know, I'm happy for them. But I guess what it comes down to is this. I think everybody on the indie side, these people in the tables in the back of the room, off to the side, are all they want, we weren't there. I mean, maybe some people were there because they are stargazers or what as well. I think a lot of people who get into movies like want to be, they want to be rich stars and become icons or whatever. But there's only so many people who get to do that. The numbers are, I mean, like I'm saying, they're parading the same people out every year. I mean, De Niro and Hoffman and, you know, Judd Apatow. I mean, these guys get awards and Tarantino. It's like all the time. They don't need any more. People are going to go see Django Unchained whether or not you honor Tarantino. By the way, the weird thing about Tarantino's award is they, you know, for everybody, they were showing career highlights, and they showed his career highlights in a musical montage with almost no dialogue in it, which I thought was interesting because it was a screenplay, you know, a screenwriter of the year award, and there was almost no dialogue in his highlight reel. And I mean, Tarantino, you got to give it up for him. He writes fun dialogue, so there at least should have been, I don't know, a musical montage. The whole thing was just strange, man. It was just strange. And I, outside of free dinner and drinks, you know, I'm not a star fucker. There's a work I admire and work I don't care for and all that stuff. I mean, and I certainly would love to work with a lot of people of their, you know, celebrity and ilk and caliber and blah blah blah. Yeah, absolutely, I will work with those people, and I enjoy their work. You know, my celebration of their work is simple. I pay for a ticket to see their movie, and I don't need to shower them with any more than that. So, I mean, just it sort of was depressing because it's like the corporate takeover of America. There's been a corporate takeover of Hollywood, and now even the award shows are corporate events where they celebrate the wealthiest, most successful, most recognizable movie stars in order to get TV deals for their award shows so they can sell ad space and make tons of money off of these faces that we see all the time. I mean, every year since, I don't know, it's been at least 6 or 7 years, the Amy Adams this and Amy Adams that. It's just the same people over and over again. And then they gave an award of some kind to Les Miserables, which hasn't come out, the movie version of it. And that actually agitated me because Les Miserables, they had at one of the competitions at the Indie Film Festival that they gave out awards on Sunday night was for Best Trailer. So there are all these features, including my feature, which had trailers in that competition. Les Mis shoehorns their trailer for their movie that they're not even done with yet into that competition, and they of course get the award because they're the stars. That's too much, man. That is just not cool. You do not need the Best Trailer award when there are indie guys who need that to get their movies out there, to get them seen. And you look at the difference in the budgets that we're talking about. I mean, the lowest budget movie that they, you know, was probably $30 or $40 million. And then there are all these people who make these tiny movies off to the side that are getting no acknowledgement. I felt bad for all the filmmakers. I mean, I'm just an actor in this movie. I felt bad for all the filmmakers, you know, who worked their butts off. I mean, you look at what Steve Hicks did with Fuzz Track City. He did everything, man. I mean, he did everything. A passion project. And I don't know. The fact that there wasn't even a shout out to the people sitting off to the side, the concept that we should feel privileged for a free dinner and sitting 150 feet away from screen legends being enough. It's just like that doesn't do anything for any of our careers, none of our careers. And it seems to me that if you're as successful as those guys, who are up there, you should throw a bone, at least a shout out to the little guys. So, you know, the guy sitting next to me, whose wife was a producer on one of the films of the thing, said, well, you know, you get a screening and you get to come to this fancy award show. And isn't that great? And I was like, yeah, I guess that's cool because it's an experience I would not have had otherwise. But all I'm saying is it was a disappointing experience. It wasn't what I'd hoped. The festival itself, I honestly wish I had been in Grand Rapids and enjoyed the Thriller Chiller Film Festival. I would have forgone all of this and the rubbing elbows with the stars, would have forgone all of that to be at a more fun film festival where it's about the movies and not the celebrity. You know, and again, I want to reiterate, I'm not shitting on the people and their work who are up there. It's just, they're the same people every year. It just feels stagnant. And I want them all to get to keep working, but I want new people to get their shot. You know, to get, cause all we want to do is work. And even a shout out, you know, an acknowledgement might have led to somebody else getting an opportunity. If they had made the big celebrities who were there, and a lot of them seem like really cool people. They seem all right. And some of them might've been like, oh my goodness, there's some indie filmmakers up there. Some of them would go, oh my gosh, there's a guy up there in the indie world who I've worked with. You know, maybe if David O. Russell had seen me, he'd be like, oh, I didn't know he had a movie, and maybe he would have checked it out and a relationship would have been born. Maybe John Hawks, you know, if he starts producing, would have been like, oh, hey, I know those guys. I've worked with those guys before. Let's get him in here. Let's get him going. Maybe not, you know, but maybe. But as it was, there was no chance. There wasn't a maybe or a maybe not. There was just simply a not. We were there. We got dinner. We looked at stars. That was that. We're supposed to feel privileged for that. It's not enough. It's not enough. After all the hard work that we all put into our movies to just be ignored, super sad. That's all I'm saying. You know, that's it. I'm sorry. This is a very complainy episode of the Tonkast. That was not my intention. I was just trying to make sense of my experience and explain what happened. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, if you're in LA on November 3rd, the movie Fuzz Track City is going to be screening, both in, Santa Monica at 3:00 on the promenade and then in Beverly Hills at 10:00, follow at Fuzz Track City on Twitter, or you can look up the Fuzz Track City Facebook page for all the details on those screenings. If you happen to want to go, I would love it if you came. And yeah, thanks for listening to me complain, by myself, on the Tonkast. I'm sorry. I feel like kind of a jerk now, but I don't know. I just don't know. Richard Gere is still handsome.